What a blessing that was. I love it when Taylor sings her solos. They are a great blessing. Well, let's open in a word of prayer. Father, we just pray that you'll take control of this message and this word today and send it forth into the hearts of every person, Lord. Help us to take heed to it and put it into practice in our lives. Please challenge us. Please instruct us. Please lead us by the Holy Spirit. We just pray, Lord, that you will hide me behind the cross and just help me to be your willing servant, Lord. And we thank you and praise you now. In Jesus' name, amen. I don't know about you, but I love watching Westerns on TV, whether it's Gunsmoke or Bonanza or any one of those. And sometimes you watch the show and you see the men playing poker. And you see them all around the table, and they have their chips in front of them. Well, when somebody feels confident that they have a really good hand, what they do is they take all their chips and they put them in there, right? It's called going all in. It's a big risk to have a big reward. Yes, the word all in is used a lot nowadays, and what it means is being fully committed or to something or involved in something. For as believers in Christ, we need to be all in. Without reservation, without hesitation, we need to give our all for the Lord Jesus. The title of our message today is All In for Jesus. I'll try to put that up, but anyway. Yes, we're living for the Lord. We're committed to Him, to His kingdom. When Paul got saved on the road to Damascus, he asked the Lord two questions. The first question he asked was, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus whom you're persecuting." And the second question he asked was this, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" What a question. And the Lord showed him what he wanted him to do. Paul was all in. I mean, he was totally committed, totally dedicated to the Lord from the time of his salvation all the way until they executed him there in Rome. He gave it all for the Lord. So the three things we're going to look at today is number one, know the Lord. Number two, love the Lord. And number three, serve the Lord. These are simple things. We can all understand them, but when you go to put them in practice, it's another story. We have to be all in to know the Lord. You know, when you get saved and you give your life to Jesus Christ, you come to know the Lord in a personal way. And your life is never the same again. He saves you. He forgives you. He gives you eternal life. You're assured of a place in heaven. The list is long, but we are so thankful that for the day when we came to know the Lord. But it doesn't stop at salvation. He wants us to continue to have this relationship with Him, to know Him better, to know Him more, more deeply, more personally in our lives today. Ken and I were having dinner the other night at Black Bear, and we always have a good time, and he was sharing some things about this subject of knowing the Lord. And he was sharing this passage that I'm going to be sharing in just a moment. And we were talking about it, and I was struck by it. I went home, and I was thinking about it. And that's kind of what got me going on this message, is meditating on that. You know, you can know a person, or you can know just about a person. So many times, we might say, well, I know about a person. Like, for example, I know about President Trump, but I don't know him personally. His cabinet members know him. His family knows him. His advisors and all his friends, they all know him. But Jesus wants us to know him like a friend knows a friend. He calls us his friends. He wants that relationship with us every day. When we go out, we come in, we have the Lord with us. He gives us such comfort and strength no matter what we're going through. Philippians 3:8 to 10 is what Ken was sharing with me, and I'm going to read it now. It says, "Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of knowing Christ. Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, but which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is of God from faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering and being conformed to his death." Paul did not want a superficial knowledge of Jesus. He didn't want to know just about him. He could have said, "Well, I want to learn from the disciples. They were with Jesus." No, he wanted to go deeper. He wanted to know the Lord. He spent time with him, and he lived completely for our Savior. Paul was all in. And he didn't just put his feet in the water like you go sometimes and you put your toes in the water. Paul dove right in. And that's what he wants us to do too. He wants us to be all in, to give our all to Jesus. And that hymn, like I mentioned, the word all 22 times, the hymn writer had it on her heart that she wanted to give all to Jesus. Jesus said to Philip in John 14 and verse 7, he said, "If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you know him and have seen him." Yes, we want to know the Lord in a special way. Years ago, I heard this song by Steve Green, and I still remember we went to the concert and we saw it, and we heard him sing also at Mount Hermon and different things. He's such a great singer. And he wrote a song entitled, "I Want to Know You More." Listen to these words. This is the chorus. "Oh, I want to know you more. Deep within my soul, I want to know you. Oh, I want to know you. To feel your heart and know your mind, looking in your eyes, stirs up within me cries that say, I want to know you. I want to know you more." Isn't that beautiful? Is that your desire today, to know Jesus more? It should be for all of us. Yes, he doesn't want us just to have a head knowledge of him. He wants us to have a heart knowledge of him. And that is the difference. It's only 18 inches from the heart to the head, but it's a huge difference in the walk that we have with the Lord. So that's our first point today. Know the Lord. Second, love the Lord. Oh boy, now it's getting tough. This is not easy to do either. To love the Lord the way he loves us is a challenge. But it is so very important. Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 5 says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And with all your strength." He wants us to love him with everything we have. We sang that in the worship team before too. It's a great song. You shall love the Lord with all your heart. You shall love the Lord with all your soul. You shall love the Lord with all your mind. With all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Yes, it's beautiful. So we need to love the Lord. But I thought to myself, I want to love the Lord. I'm inspired to it. I desire it, but I fall so short of loving him the way I should. after all he has done for me and how he's loved me. I want to love him more. And I think it's a good desire for us to have, to love him with everything in us, every fabric of our being. One day, Jesus was invited over to the house of a man named Simon. They call him Simon the leper. He invited Jesus over for dinner, and there were a number of people there, and all of a sudden, a woman appeared on the scene, a sinful woman. And she got out this fragrant oil, very expensive oil, and she poured it out on Jesus' feet, and she wiped his feet with her hair, and she wiped them with her tears. And she loved the Lord so much. And that's the way the Lord wants us to love him too, like that. Now, Simon, of course, he didn't like that. He thought this was inappropriate. This woman shouldn't be here. We should kick her out. But Jesus talked to him and showed him. He says, Simon, when I came in, you didn't give me any kiss. You didn't give me any water to wash my feet. You didn't do the customary things that you do for a guest. This woman has not only done the customary things, but she went over and beyond it by giving this fragrant oil and pouring it out on him. And Jesus said of her in Luke 7, 46 to 47, you did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore, I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. Yes, God wants us to have a great love for him. It says in Scripture, we love because he first loved us. We wouldn't love God if he didn't love us first. We wouldn't have taken the initiative. We wouldn't have come to him. He had to draw us by his love, and he did that for us. So it's important for us to love him. Love in the Scripture is connected so closely with obedience, so closely, because it says in John chapter 14 and verse 15, Jesus said to his disciples, he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And that's what he wants us to do. Keep his commandments. It shows our love for him. If we say, I love you, Lord, and we don't keep his commandments, it's useless. It's meaningless. It's going to get us nowhere. We have to be sincere and honest and love him and keep his commandments. So easy to say, I love you, harder yet to do it. But that's what Jesus did with us. He didn't just say he loved us. He demonstrated his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So that's our second point today, to love the Lord who loves us. So we need to know the Lord. We need to love the Lord. And then once you know the Lord, and once you love the Lord, what is the next logical step is to serve the Lord. I think it's the highest and greatest privilege that we could have on earth is to serve the Lord. Not just on Sunday, which is a blessing that we serve him on Sunday, but how about Monday morning, Monday night, Tuesday night, all through the week we serve him. And I am so thankful that the Lord has given me opportunities to serve the Lord. It's such a tremendous thing. And one day, he's going to reward us for all that we do for him. He'll never forget anything you do for him. We might forget. He'll never forget. And he wants us to serve him with all our hearts. In John chapter 12 and verse 26, Jesus said, if anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. Do you want to be honored by the Father? Serve Jesus. Do it in his name. Do it for his sake, and it will be a great blessing. I know Randy likes the Gaithers very much. Well, here Rand was a song I found. He wrote this in 1969. And this song still resonates today in a tremendous way. The title of this song is I Will Serve Thee. It's got a beautiful tune, and it says these words, I will serve thee because I love thee. You have given life to me. I was nothing before you found me. You have given life to me. Heartaches, broken pieces, ruined lives are why you died on Calvary. Your touch is what I long for. You have given life to me. If we're grateful, if we're thankful, we should serve the Lord faithfully every day. Whether there's anybody around to see it, we should do it. I personally believe that the greatest service is when nobody's around and it's just you and the Lord and you're serving and people don't see it or know it, but you're doing it for the Lord and for no other reason, not for any personal gratification or motive. You're doing it for Jesus. We can never serve the Lord enough, never, because of what he's done for us. And he's so deserving of our service. Well, I read an interesting story about a painting that's found in the Louvre over in Paris. And the painting is entitled The Miracle of San Diego. Well, it's not San Diego, California, but it's The Miracle of San Diego. And in the painting, the door opens and two noblemen and one priest enter a kitchen. And when they entered into the kitchen, they were amazed that all the kitchen help are angels. Can you imagine if you walked into the kitchen and you saw all these angels there working? One is handling a water pot. Another is handling a piece of meat. A third is carrying a basket of vegetables, and a fourth is tending the fire. And the message of the painting is that no labor is common unless we make it so. Jesus Christ himself toiled in a workshop there in Nazareth and knelt down and washed his disciples' feet. Serving can be a menial task. Some tasks are things other people don't want to do. But when we do that for the Lord, it's a tremendous thing. It shows we know him, it shows we love him, and we want to serve him. So, to conclude today, let's remember we want to be all in for Jesus. We don't want to go part way or most of the way. We want to go all in for Jesus. He's worth it. He deserves it. And yet so many times we hold things back, but he wants us to give it all for him. All in to know him, all in to love him, and all in to serve him. It's a challenge. Sometimes I listen to this gentleman. His name is Pastor Jamie. He comes on family radio a couple of times a day. And he gives messages, very good messages. Well, he said this wonderful quote, and I have been blessed by it ever since. We don't need more than Jesus, but we need more of him. Isn't that true? We don't need more than Jesus. He's our all, he's our everything, but we need more of him in that close relationship with him. I was thinking back on this message, and I thought about Sylvia. She used to sing solos. There's people here today who probably never heard Sylvia sing a solo. She sang beautifully. She sang from her heart. And one of my favorite songs that she sang was More of You. And I'm sure those who heard her remember those songs, More of You. It's a tremendous song, and some of the words say this, more of you, more of you. I've had it all, but what I need is more of you. Of things I had my fill, and yet I hunger still. Empty and bare, Lord, hear my prayer for more of you. May this be our desire today, to have more of Jesus. Every day to have more of him and to realize whatever we do in his name, he's going to bless it, he's going to use us, and we don't deserve any of it, but he deserves it all. Shall we just close in a word of prayer? Father, we pray if there's anyone here today who doesn't know the Lord Jesus as Savior, they may know about him, they may have heard about him, but they haven't yet decided to commit their hearts to him and receive him as Lord and Savior. May today be the day for that. May they come and see Adel or any one of the leaders, Lord, and just pray that they would come to know Christ today. And we pray, Lord, for us as believers, that we would know you more, love you more, and serve you more. Lord, we don't know how much time we have left on this earth, but may we give everything, give it all for you. And we just thank you and praise you for today. Please give us a good rest of the Lord's day in fellowship and the Word of God and with each other. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.